Sonic from Oasis. 49 days to go until Cardiff. No, I'm not going either. Brian says, Radio X Oasis is brilliant. Listen to it all day after your show. Cheers from Bri from Brownhaven.
Oh, lovely.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. We've launched a brand new radio station called Radio X Oasis. It's that good. People are switching Radio X off to listen to Radio X Oasis. It's hashtag self-sabotage on our part. We basically launched a brand new product. Yeah. And if you love Oasis, you're going to be rushing to listen to it. It's brilliant. Mm. It is a brilliant, brilliant thing to build up. If you're not bothered by Oasis, fine. If you are, if you're lucky enough that you got tickets and you're just looking forward to that whole reunion and you can't wait, then this is the radio station for you. It's nothing but Oasis. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Wow, fantastic. Literally taking the food out of our mouths here at Radio X.
This is it, yeah. It's a selfless act by us, actually, isn't it?
In 3 months' time, the figures will be down for Radio X, classic rock.
Absolutely.
But Radio X Oasis are through the roof.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. What a weird industry we live in, Dom. Right, it's Friday. We've got a Platinum Hour coming up at 9 o'clock today.
Yes, can't wait for that.
And more excitedly, for some people, we have tickets to give away to see Oasis, which we'll do. Mm. I'm not going to tell you when, but after 8 o'clock. All right, then. I didn't say that. Probably after 8.30. Between 8.39.
And before 9, because it's Platinum Hour.
I'm not saying when, but between 8.30 and 9, probably. Here's Dom.
By the way, sorry, I thought you were going to say, more excitedly, here's Dom's letters.
Oh, no. I don't think anyone... No. I think Oasis beats the letters.
I don't know.
Does anybody like the letters feature? Text in or WhatsApp us now and say, I do or I don't.
They
put your name and where you're from.
They love it, I'm sure. Hi, everybody. My partner and I are foster carers.
Oh.
We have a little girl with us right now. She's only 8 years old, but is already well-versed on what radio station we listen to around these parts.
Oh.
Classic FM. No, Radio X.
Thank you.
Anyhow, I caught her wandering around the house singing your letters jingle, so thought we'd send you this in.
Oh.
We love it. First time writer, long time listener. I'm old enough to remember the breakfast show at the old place. Love you guys, Mel and Marky. And they have sent a little clip of their 8-year-old singing the letters jingle. Doesn't say.
Brilliant. Well done.
Well, I mean, it doesn't. I can make up a name if you want. I'm going to say Belinda.
People are texting in saying they love the letters feature.
Yes.
Why Belinda?
I don't know. It's first name.
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, come on then.
Okay, here we go.
Dominic Bird, Chris Meyer Show, Radio X, 50 Leicester Square and London. WC2H, 7LL.
If that is not an argument for the fully sung jingle, I don't know what is.
Absolutely.
Look at that.
Isn't that great?
There are listeners to this show that still call it XFM.
Yeah.
And there you go. There's an 8-year-old who has the address for our letters feature, including the postcode,
absolutely,
down to a T.
And that was beautiful singing as well. Mel and Marky, well done.
But well done to you. And unfortunately, Mel and Marky, they might be good foster parents, but they're not very good at getting you a shout out on the radio. But well done. I'm very impressed.
That's very good.
Love that.
I like that too. Look at all the love coming in for the letters jingle. Sorry,
I can't believe it.
It's amazing.
I love the letters feature.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love
letters. What's wrong with you all?
Everyone loves a letter.
I love letters. Oh. Please keep it. P.S. Pippa, don't leave. From Kieran and Wigan.
Oh. Andy and Hull says he doesn't mind it. Excellent. Thank you very much.
What else you got?
Now, unfortunately, this is an old letter that we've only just found.
Uh-oh.
That is the problem with the letters feature.
How old?
Dear Chris, please could you send a signed photo of the team with the words Happy St. George's Day?
Oh.
This was back in April, April the 23rd. We're an independent group trying to increase awareness of St. George's Day. We believe it's a great opportunity for everybody, regardless of colour or religion, to recognise what binds us together. Everything from cricket to curry can be celebrated on the 23rd of April.
Mm-hmm.
We've had a great response from some famous faces so far.
Yeah.
I look forward to getting your photo.
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Tom.
All the best, Heather Anderson.
Make me look bad.
Now, there is quite a good few names on here, actually.
Not mine, though.
Jules Holland has done one. Right, impression of every single one.
Okay.
Okay, Jules Holland has done one. Gary Lineker has done one.
I got paid loads of money to talk about football.
Anton Deck have done one.
I'll read.
Carol Vorderman has done one.
2 + 2 = 4.
Peter Kay has done one.
Garlic bread.
Richard Arnold has done one. The showbiz man from Breakfast Television.
Richard Arnold.
Oh, hello.
And Stephen Fry has done one.
Oh. Contraflibularities.
Very good. Now, for some reason, we've only just found this letter, so should we keep it for next year?
Yeah.
We'll definitely do one. We'll send it to you.
For St. George's Day.
For St. George's Day.
Hey, I'll tell you what, I'll do this for you. How about this?
Oh, here we go.
Hey, George. Hey, George. Guess what, George? It's your birthday.
There you go.
Now, she's very organised because she's also sent an envelope, a self-addressed envelope. So
an
you can pop
SAE.
An SAE in there as well. That's very organised. Well done. Now, where's the other one gone? It's a bit random. Everyone loves letters, Richard. It's rubbish, isn't it? Hang on a second.
I think what they love about it is you're so prepared.
Yeah. So this is weird, right? This is a guy
This is
a guy who's written a book. And his dream is that the book is read by so many people it gets passed around and it looks really battered and worn as though everyone's really enjoyed the book.
Mm.
So he sent us some pens and he just wants us to rip a few pages and sort of graffiti it a little bit.
What, not read it?
Not read it, just make it. He's started doing it already and stuff. So the idea is it looks as though he's a very successful author, which right. He isn't. Sorry, he may not be. This is Tim Ewins, mm-hmm. who's written Pension Gangster.
Right.
A no-nonsense guide to ethical pensions, investments and banking.
What?
He's basically saying, I'd like people to read it. I doubt many will.
Yeah.
But the idea is we can make it look as though it has been read by lots of different people, so it makes him look popular.
Right.
So he wants us to graffiti it, basically. It's quite a weird idea.
And then what do we do with the book? We have to send it back to him?
I guess we...
It's a bit of a faff, innit?
Yeah, stick it in.
It's a no from me.
Stick a local charity shop.
Because I'm not usually one to scupper plans.
Yeah.
But go on, scupper away, Pip.
Scup.
But that is something that he could do just by himself.
Yeah,
right. Make it look worn and red.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He wanted James to put some jam on it. He said, I don't know if he would do that.
It's almost like he sent it in knowing that we're not going to do it, but we might mention it on the air, so he might sell a few copies of his book about investments for pensioners.
What, Pension Gangster by Tim Ewins?
Yeah, that's not going to work, though, not with us.
I don't think that will work. Sorry, Tim Ewins and your book, Pension Gangster.
Saying our first rodeo there, Tim.
You're not getting mentions on our show,
nah,
Tim Ewins.
Forget it. You and your book, which is available now.
What's it called again?
Pension Gangster book.
If it was ever that was a book about a pensioner who was also a gangster, I might read it.
That's what I was thinking it would be, actually. That's better, isn't it? Like a bad super gran.
Hey, do you know yesterday we got sent, Pretty Green sent me in a nice jacket and a new shirt.
Yes, that's nice stuff, isn't it?
And I brought them home yesterday, very excited.
Mm.
And I tried on the shirt.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Tiff, in typical Tiff style, went, that collar looks a bit big, doesn't it?
Oh.
And I went, oh my God, like, why can't... I'm really like it, right?
Toby's wearing his, so...
Yeah, and Toby looks great in it.
I'll have to tell him that Tiff doesn't like it.
Right, so then Tiff goes, yeah, I don't think it's you. And I just went, oh. And then Abby was there, so... And Abby goes, I don't mind it. I just quite like it. And then Jules is currently painting our hallway at the moment, right? He's doing some painting in our house. So I went, Jules, come here. He goes, what? I went, look. And I didn't even say, what do you think of this shirt?
Yeah.
I went, look. And he went, and I went, I said, did you just laugh? And he went, well, and I went, go screw yourself.
Yeah.
And I walked off.
Carry on painting.
And then later on, and then I tried on the jacket and he went, no, I like that.
Yeah.
I do like that jacket. I said, what's wrong with the shirt? He goes, well, I thought you were going 10-pin bowling. I went, do you know what? Crack on, no tea for you today.
It's okay, it looks a bit like a bowling shirt.
A little bit.
Fine.
It's
totally chic. Do you know what? I'm just so ahead of the curve with fashion, me and Toby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That we leave people behind, and it's they're in the wrong, not us.
Exactly right.
Thank you.
Bowling is cool. Dom at radiox.co.uk or send stuff through the post. We love getting stuff. We're a little bit light on the old sack at the moment.
Oh.
Here's the address, 234.
You're not singing it today.
I'm not. Oh, no. Here we go. Great.
234.
Dominic Bird, Chris Myers Show, Radio X, Becky Leicester Square, and London.
Yeah.
WC2H 7LA.
That was perfect.
Brilliant.
The Chris Miles Show.
7:42. Oasis tickets to give away in the next hour of the show.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X. Right, time for Dulux Trade Vinyl Mat.
Diamond mat's best for high traffic areas. Here you go.
Aren't you from Dulux Decorator Centre? I didn't know you...
Delivered? We do. We're with you when you're too busy to come to us.
Nice. Can I order online through my...
Trade account? Sure. With your trade discount, prices tailored to you and Nectar points, you'll save every time you shop.
Nice one. Time for a brew.
Visit us in-store or online today. Dulux Decorator Centre. Moving forwards with you.
When you're sure you know the answer. When it's on the tip of your tongue. When you beat the buzzer and the contestant.
Get in the bag.
How did you know that?
Naturally brilliant, I guess.
Yeah, modest too.
Nothing brings us together like great TV. And a TV licence covers you to watch all TV channels so you can play along with all your favourite quiz shows. Search TV licence together.
It's not in my bag. In the car? Nope. Oh, what if I dropped it on the train?
If you've lost your card, you can freeze it till you find it with the Barclays app or order a new one in just a few taps. Whether it's lost, damaged or stolen, our app will put you right back in control so you can relax knowing your account is safe and secure.
Right then, better order a new card. Now, where did I leave my glasses?
Search Barclays app today. Barclays, make money work for you. You need to be 11 or over to use the app. T's and C's apply.
The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
May we have your attention? Introducing the Volkswagen May Sale. Get £750 on top of existing offers on the amazing Polo, the made for adventure T-Roc, and the electric ID4. Major. Visit your nearest Volkswagen retailer. You may just find the car you've been looking for. I said it was in May, right?
Yes.
Sale ends Monday the 19th of May.
Stop it.
Search Volkswagen May Sale. T's and C's apply. Retail buyers only. Order by 19th of May. Registered by 30th of August 2025. Volkswagen Finance.
You could be £10,000 richer just in time for summer. Enter now at winplus.co.uk. Great prizes, real winners. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Prefer to be an Oasis. Prefer to be in the band.
Well, one should never say never.
Official. 15 years after the band broke up,
Liam and Noel are getting back together for a long-awaited Oasis reunion.
He's my brother, man, and I love him.
The guns have fallen silent.
The stars have aligned.
The great wait is over. Now, with a dedicated station, it's just rock and roll. Radio X Oasis.
Curated shows, live tracks, B-sides, and rare archive recordings.
Liam's a rock star.
I love being a rock and roll star.
Without a doubt, warm up for the biggest reunion of all time. Of all time.
There will never be another time like it.
Non-stop supersonic anthems are playing now.
On Radio X Oasis.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
The songs have stood the test of time.
You know what I mean?
Radio X.
Oasis. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Welcome to the radio show that's brought to you by a bunch of professional idiots.
Radio X.
You know, we have a lot of people listen to the show every day across the world. Mm. And we've got, obviously, the majority of people in the UK. John O'Groats to Land's End, Scotland, Wales, Northern Ireland, England. And then you've got people in across Europe, France and Spain and Italy and Portugal. And it's great. You've got loads of listeners in the United Arab Emirates. A load of our listeners. Hello and happy another hot day to all our friends in Abu Dhabi and Dubai and Oman. And then we've got Australia and New Zealand. Less so in America and Canada.
Yeah.
Just the way it works. It's Friday afternoon now in Australia. Friday afternoon, Friday early evening in Australia. Yeah.
They pretty much had their Friday, haven't they?
Hurtling towards lunchtime in Abu Dhabi and Dubai. It's lovely. And people do all sorts of stuff. There are doctors and lawyers and police people and politicians who listen to the show. There are famous people. There's people who work in butchers and bakers and factories and everything. Some people who are living the life for Riley, they're living their best life. Mm. Some people who are having a hard time. Some people who are not having the best life at the moment. And Kendall in Northern Ireland, obviously one of those people, not particularly in a good place with his mental health.
Oh, no.
He's texting saying, the letters are my favourite part of the show. So, Kendall, I hope you get through these difficult times.
Don't be surprised. He speaks for the majority.
And listen, just it's okay to not be okay, and you stick with it, my friend. All right, Kendall, it's Friday, the weekend's here, you live in beautiful Northern Ireland. Yeah. It's all good. 7:48 Blossoms at Radio X. Hello, hello, with love in my head. I know, it's made of lead. Kingdom reign below, below my Charlemagne. And the river always flows, so if you go, I will know by the river my Charlemagne. Hello, hello, my stride, hide, cry, die beside the snow in the winter. Prescribe me you below, below the amber sky. And the river always flows, so if you go, I will know by the way my Charlemagne. And the river always flows, tears of gold left me cold to feel the same, my Charlemagne. Lovely hair.
Oh, incredible.
And Charlemagne. We were talking about this the other day. Captain, are you in there?
Hello.
We were talking about Blossoms and Charlemagne. Can you remember what year that was released?
Now. What year was it released?
Was it 2016?
2016 or 17.
The album came out in 2016. Charlemagne was released at the end of 2015.
No way. There's no way. It can't be almost 10 years old. It can't be.
It can't be. It does sound like a classic already, doesn't it?
It's just, like, what's going on? Time is literally...
Yeah.
Flying by. 5th
of October, 2015.
Isn't that mad?
That's only a month after we started.
I know. Let me do that. I do this on my phone a lot, and it scares me, because I've got an iPhone. Right, go to photos, go to years.
Mm.
Okay? Let's go back. What are we on? May the 16th. Let me go back. May 16th, 2012. 2020.
Hmm.
All right. We were in lockdown. I was doing my DJ sets. I did a weird thing in lockdown that not many people did. I lost weight.
Right.
Now, that didn't happen to many.
No.
And I used to do these DJ sets on Friday, and Friday would be my time to drink, right? So I'd not been doing them for long, and I've just found a video of one of my DJ sets. Look how skinny I am.
Yeah.
Look at that. And that's 5 years ago.
I mean, you don't look different to that now.
A lot of people discovered wine during lockdown, didn't
they? Yeah.
This new thing.
Yeah, this fangled bottle of whatever it was.
What?
Yeah.
What's a fangirl bottle?
No, fangled, no.
Right,
fangled,
okay.
Angle.
Yeah.
Let me have a little look. May, what are we on? May 16th.
Be with you.
Okay. So May 16th. Oh, May 16th, 4 years ago, Paul Weller did a gig at the Barbican Centre.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, streaming a gig in lockdown. So that would have been lockdown, right? That would have been masks and all sorts.
Yes.
Yeah, there's me wearing a Chris Moore Show mask that somebody had made.
Oh, that's when I found out I've got weird ears.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
When we had to wear the masks. I've got no cartilage in my ears. Like, they were kind of flapping around all over the place.
And also, you can tell that we're in lockdown because I'm just looking through my photos and I've got screen grabs of an air fryer that I was obviously clearly like in lockdown. Did you get an air fryer? Oh, God. Anyway, there you are. Right. Platinum Hour coming up at 9 o'clock this morning.
Yes.
Between now and then, we will have Oasis tickets to give away. We got tickets to see Oasis.
Mm-hmm.
I still watch those DJ sets now. Proper Friday Night Kitchen Disco, says Wes. Oh, thank you.
I've said it before. It's so impressive that you learned to DJ.
You got us through lockdown, Chris. Loved your DJ sets. Watched them all. I missed lockdown. Can't wait to see you at Pub in the Park. Yes, Pub in the Park next Friday.
In London, isn't it, this time?
Yeah. Gunnersbury Park in London. So you're coming, aren't you?
Big one.
You're coming to support your mate Chris. Coming to cheer me on from the sidelines, aren't you?
I don't think I am.
Oh, it's almost been Pippa then. You're coming down to cheer on your buddy, your old mate Chris, before you leave and ride off into the wilderness.
Well, I'm seeing my uni friends this Saturday, but I am planning on the sausage and cider.
Oh, okay. Captain, you're coming on next Friday night, aren't you, to Pub in the Park in London, support your old mucker?
I've actually got tickets to a different
I meant Phoenix. Phoenix, you're coming along, aren't you, a week on Friday to see me DJ?
I also have tickets to
Platinum Hour is coming up at 9 o'clock this morning and it will feature these songs and more.
Oh, oh, oh. That'll
Shall
get
we
you the mood.
Run through some of those again. So I've handpicked all these songs. I did it on Wednesday. And you'll hear it Friday morning today from 9... Friday morning. Today from 9 o'clock. Get in the game, Chris. Stay on target. Do you know these songs?
Yes.
Ding, 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 ding. Also... Dun, dun.
Yeah.
And what is that?
That's a great song. It's their first single, I think.
Number four.
Oh, I love that song.
I love that.
Absolutely love it.
Now, I'm going to be honest, that is a personal favourite of mine, and I'm kind of breaking my own rules. I wouldn't class that as platinum yet. But then again...
You like it.
From Blossom Charlemagne, that song, unbeknownst to me, is probably about 15 years old.
Have you got that with the...
The full version. Yeah, Captain, can we have the full version of this one?
With a church organ at the beginning.
With the lovely intro.
Yeah.
Oh, it is a lovely intro.
Thank you. And then, because of what we announced yesterday...
Yes.
Absolute belt. If you don't like this song here, I can't be your friend anymore. I'll put you in that category of weird people. Left-handed people, people who don't drink alcohol. All all of those and more from 9 o'clock this morning on the Platinum Hour.
The Chris Miles Show.
It's going to be another cracker.
Radio.
7.56, Dominic's got your news next.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business. Evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.co.uk. Welcome to now.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
The Virgin Atlantic Holiday Sale is now on. This is your sign to taste Jamaican jerk chicken so good it brings a tear to your eye. Catch a New York basement gig worth the 10-block detour. Or hit the dunes in Dubai and find sand in your pockets for weeks. Seize the sale. Book in-store or online at Virgin Atlantic Holidays. Selected routes. For T's and C's, visit virginatlantic.com.
When it comes to wellness, Nutricircle is the go-to place for your favourite brands for less. Last month, Nutricircle customers bought 16 bags of Wild West original steak strips for under £1 per pack, Mighty Core chocolate plant protein powder for less than a fiver, and 18 salted caramel grenade bars for £10.99. That's 62 pence each, but you missed out. Nutricircle takes surplus stock and transforms it into super deals. Don't miss out this month. Head to nutricircle.co.uk.
Julie could part exchange her car. Or check out We Buy Any Car. She could be unsure if she got a good deal part exchanging. Or have cash in the bank with more bargaining power to get a bigger car for her five-a-side team. Totally played. Or total player. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at webuyanycar.com.
Radio X. News update. Next.
This is it.
Level 23.
Final.
Final.
Final round.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's
go.
Almost.
Ah. Help.
Guys.
All right, I need more power.
Boost your broadband to turbocharge your gaming and reduce lag with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. This is broadband made for gaming. Search EE Broadband.
Wi-Fi Enhancer available with Smart Hub Pro and Smart Hub Plus. Terms apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
That noise there signifies the time. It's time for Dominic's News, Sport and Weather. It's exactly 8 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, the US says it doesn't have high expectations for peace talks now between Russia and Ukraine. President Zelensky wasn't impressed when Vladimir Putin didn't turn up to a meeting in Turkey yesterday. He sent a junior team there instead. General David Petraeus is a former commander in Afghanistan and told us President Putin's attitude hasn't changed since the start of the war.
It's very clear, I think, that President Putin really does not want to negotiate seriously. And beyond that, the conditions that he has established as necessary for an agreement are really unacceptable to Ukraine.
In other news this morning, there's been an update from police looking into two fires at properties linked to the Prime Minister. A Ukrainian man has been charged with 3 counts of arson at various places in North London. The 21-year-old is due to appear before Westminster magistrates later. Chris Brown has been charged with GBH after an alleged bottle attack at a nightclub in Mayfair in London. The R&B singer was arrested by Met officers at a hotel in Manchester yesterday. He's due in court later. And it was one of the biggest premieres London's Leicester Square has seen for a long time. Tom Cruise was on the red carpet last night for the new Mission Impossible film. Co-star Hannah Waddingham has told Radio X she loved working with him.
Just incredible and the kindest, most beautiful soul off camera. I can't say that enough.
The final reckoning is in cinemas on May the 21st.
Who was that talking?
That was Hannah Waddingham.
Sport.
Are you right there?
Yeah, she's sexy, isn't she?
Yeah.
You've got to make that noise when you say her name.
Hannah Waddingham. Aston Villa and Chelsea both face crucial matches. Hannah Waddingham. In the Premier League tonight, as they look to secure a Champions League place for next season. Chelsea don't have a recognised striker available for tonight's game against Manchester United, though.
What?
Nicholas Jackson is suspended after he was sent off against Newcastle United. Boss Enzo Maresca knows they need to sort out their discipline.
It's probably also the way we try to be, I don't know, intense, aggressive, I don't know, to be honest. It's a good question that probably we need to analyse during the summer when we have some day off and to see if there is something that we can do better.
Hannah Waddingham. In the other game, Aston Villa take on Spurs tonight. Charlton have secured their place in the League One playoff final. They scored a late winner against Wickham last night.
My name is Matt Davison. I am the boss. My team are the bestest football team club in the whole wide world. And they are the best. In your face, Wycombe Wanderers.
That's it. Very good. Very good. Well done, Charlton.
I am the boss. I am the king. Send.
They will.
Yesterday, I started Radio X Oasis, and my team are going to Wembley. Hear me roar! I am God. Send.
They will now face Leighton Orient at Wembley for a place.
Leighton rubbish,
in
more like.
Next season's championship.
Bye.
Weather
with eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Should be another sunny and warm day across much of the UK. Eastern coast of England will be a bit cloudier though. Temperatures up to around 24 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
So I was just saying, Dom, a week on Friday I'm doing Pub in the Park and yes. You're not coming.
No, sadly.
A week on Friday I'm doing Pub in the Park. Pippa, you come in. No, she's busy.
Yeah.
A week on Friday, Captain, you got a plan? Yeah, I've got plans. Somebody's texted in, it's Matt, saying, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, Chris, but please, please, please don't turn up in London next Friday, the 23rd of May, to do Pub in the Park, because you're supposed to be at Carlion Bay in Cornwall. And he's absolutely right.
Oh,
Pub in the Park is the Friday after that.
Oh, God.
It's not a date clash.
Right, okay.
You're right. So tomorrow, I'm at Uttoxeter at the horses, at the race course. I'm DJing after the racing.
Yeah.
Next Friday, the 23rd, I am in Carlion Bay in Cornwall. Then the next night, we're at Powderham Castle, Exeter. And then the next day, the Music of the Park Festival in Leyland.
Yes.
Me, Chesney Hawks, and Bob Geldof and the Boomtown Rats today. Brilliant. Just a few of the lineup. Which
never been seen in the same room before. It's going to be excellent.
It is the Friday afterwards. Friday the 30th of May is when I'm doing London Pub in the Park. So with that in mind, it's Friday the 30th, Dom, not next Friday. So are you coming down to support your mate on the side of the stage, yeah?
Let me check my diary.
Pippa, it's Friday the 30th, not next Friday. So you can come and see me. Captain, it's Friday the 30th. You said you had plans next Friday.
Well,
mine is the Friday after.
I knew that you got the dates wrong.
Right, whatever.
I knew you were talking about the 30th.
You're getting the bin. Pippa, Friday the 30th. Well, what are you doing? You're free.
Weirdly,
come and join me.
I was going to invite you to drinks that Friday. But
have you organised something?
Well, I was going to go out for a few drinks.
Oh, so you haven't organised it yet? Oh, and then in that case, my event is organised. Come to my event.
Right.
Come to my event.
Okay.
Come and see your mate. Dom, you can come as well.
Yeah, I'd
you
like...
You two could get the bus together.
Yeah, I'd like to get a bus.
Or the tube, whatever.
Yeah, I'd like to get a bus.
What about the sausage and cider? Is that not a thing?
Come to sausage and cider.
Yes. As well.
Come to that one.
I really want to come to that one.
Which one, though?
The Cambridge one.
Okay, which one do you want to go?
I even know the date.
Yeah.
I'm going to say 14th of June.
Something like that, yeah.
It is the 14th of June, which is Trooping the Colour and Boy George's birthday.
That's why I want to come to that one. Big day.
Shall I invite George?
Yes.
Yeah?
He won't have any plans, will he?
Wouldn't that be great? And it's not a 90s show, unfortunately. That would have been great. He just walks on and everyone goes, "Whoa!" And I go, "It's 90s, get off."
Yeah, that's it.
I'd hit in the 90s. Oh, yeah, bow down, mister. Yeah, you can sing that, George.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Hello.
Lovely nuts.
Good morning, Great Britain.
Beef.
It's just gone 8 a.m.
I love sausage.
Welcome to Friday.
We're having a party.
Broadcasting live from London's Leicester Square across the United Kingdom.
Boost is what they want.
And the world.
Yeah.
This is the Chris Moyle Show.
Yes!
On Radio X.
I don't like Chris Moyle, sorry.
The Chris Moyle Show. Radio X. Contact the Chris Moyle Show. In the UK, text 83936. For the rest of the world, WhatsApp us on 0330-3333-100. Now, here's Chris.
Good morning, everybody. 7 minutes past eight. Seven big Radio X minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock. How you doing? Hey, listen, is this a weird idea?
Go
next
on.
Time I'm off,
yeah.
Can Tony Blackman do the show?
Oh, my God, I would love that.
Oh, okay, it's time for Letters of Dominic Byrne.
Wouldn't that be great?
It would be great.
Tony Blackburn.
We'll do that after, of course, Arctic Monkeys. Brr.
Yes. He can have heron updates and stuff. Do you remember when we had him on the show?
Yeah.
The heron eating all his fish.
He's adorable.
He is great, isn't he? He's the original.
And he's really good at hitting the vocal with like a great one-liner and referencing the first line of the song.
He's the king of it.
So he would go, for example, hi, dude, Tony Blackburn here on Radio X. Fresh rock and guitar-based music. Have you checked out Radio X Oasis yet? Oh, it's really good. Non-stop Oasis. You should check that out in your smart speaker. In fact, I'm going to call Liam Gallagher now and have a chat with him. Let me just dial his number. Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello.
Oh, hi. That is great at that.
That
he's
is
the
excellent.
Master of that.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the master.
Now, you've got his number. Let's make the call.
The funniest link I've ever heard Tony Blackburn do, he was doing Pick of the Pops on Radio 2, and he was playing a song. He had to do a quick link, and then he had to play a little jingle, a promo trail for a Radio 2 jazz show or jazz night.
Yeah.
Right? So he comes up on the back of the song and he goes, big hit 1988 there for, I don't know, Yaz and the Plastic Population, the only way is up. And we got more coming up in just a second. Do you like jazz? And he went, not really. No, not really. And then the advert just continued. Do you like jazz? No, not really.
Isn't he brilliant? And generally lovely, lovely.
Very
man.
Funny.
He is
very
funny.
Doing at the moment. Tony.
Everything.
Is he?
Everything.
Is he
the guy does not stop working.
Yeah.
He posted a picture of him and Noel Edmonds the other day. And do you know what? Noel Edmonds has done a deal with the devil. He doesn't age. Noel Edmonds has looked the same for 40 years.
Is not.
Does not age.
I do worry about Noel's beard a little bit during. Do you remember during Deal or No Deal, there was a time when it was reaching up. It was pretty much just under his eyelids.
Yeah.
So he does need to trim that back
down. I love Noel. Hello, Noel.
Has he still got a full head of hair?
Noel?
Oh,
yeah.
It's like a lion's mane.
Is it?
It's incredible.
Is it like, is it growing forward a little bit? He's that, aging that well.
It's really, he's got a strong hairline.
Tony Blackburn.
It's like Steven Gerrard, ridiculous hairlines.
Oh, yeah, and Arteta.
Yes,
very strong hairline.
Incredible hairline.
What?
Just complimenting on the headlines. Mm. Steven Gerrard's hairline is moving forwards.
It is, yeah. It'll be down to his eyebrows.
Pepper, I'm going to airdrop you a picture. Are you our captain for the screen?
Yeah, go
either
on.
Or?
Yeah.
Can you do it as well?
I can do it.
Because you're currently on airdrop, but Pepper's not on airdrop.
Am I not? Why is that?
I don't know. Airdrop's got a mind of its own. Oh, there you are. I'm sending it now.
Okay, thanks.
You can put it on screen. Why are you doing it to your phone? Oh, because it's not to your laptop.
Either or.
Okay. I'm sending you a picture of Noel Edmonds and Tony Blackburn. God, we're cool, aren't we?
Yeah, man. That's it. Was this a recent, I guess this is
the other day, a couple of days ago.
I can't see it, Chris.
I'm just sending it as waiting.
Oh.
Did you accept it?
I just can't see. The little drop-down hasn't arrived yet. Sorry.
Right, Pepper Taylor, it says waiting. I'll click the button.
Does your phone not let you look at pictures of Noel Edmonds, perhaps?
Maybe, yeah.
No?
Have you switched off your Noel settings?
Yeah, you've got a Noel filter on.
Nothing's popping up.
No, story of my life.
Mm-hmm.
Although those pills you lent me done were great.
They're pretty good, aren't they?
Yeah, they really
are. Thank you very much.
All right, let's come around there.
What are you coming around here for?
Oh, I don't know. I just thought maybe it would help with closer.
Pardon?
The airdrop.
I don't know if you had the phone.
We worked together all this time and now you decide to come on to me?
I don't know loads about airdrop. I don't think the phones have to be touching each other, do they?
I don't know.
Right.
I'm just going like that. Why is it popping up?
All right, here we go. Look.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, Pepper Taylor, ready?
Yeah.
Ping! Waiting.
There it is.
You're right, Pip. You did have to be close.
Meanwhile, during all of this, I've already sent it to Captain. He's already accepted it. He's already put it, transferred it to his laptop, and he's trying to get it onto the screen.
Uh-huh. Maybe.
Chris, I'm having a barbecue on Saturday. Your team and you are invited. Okay.
Where do you live?
Yeah, I need a bit more info.
Yeah.
And also, I'd like to know what you're going to do on the barbecue, what drinks are going to be on offer. Do you want me to bring anything and who else is coming?
Yes.
It's not beyond the realms of possibility that I might pop in.
No, absolutely. Well, do you know what?
I won't. But
it might be near where you live, you know.
I'm funny with barbecues. I love chicken.
Love chicken.
Mm. But, like, I find chicken a bit of a faff sometimes.
On the barbie?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a faff on the barbie.
Hamburgers, sausages.
Yep.
Maybe a bit of halloumi. That's pretty much where I live.
Oh, I love a bit.
If you're doing skewers, okay, fine.
Yeah. I'm going to send you an invite. We're going to do another summer barbie for you lot, if you're all around.
Oh, when you say if you're all around, who are you thinking of?
Well, yourself.
Yes.
Captain, yourself.
Yes.
Other halves, obviously, as
yes.
well. Pippa.
Yes.
And James.
Oh, I can't make it that day.
Now.
I'm busy too.
If you invite Chelsea in our radiator,
yes.
fine.
Right, okay.
Why do you have to ruin it and put James on the list?
Well, this is it. You know, you've got to
show. It's like having the Milky Bar kid just hanging around your ankles.
You've got to show willing, haven't you?
No.
You know what I mean?
I told you. You just cook.
Are you thinking of the same date you suggested the other day?
I think so.
I'm free.
Dominic and I went the other day. I just thought about this. I said to Dominic, oh, you said to me the other week, hey, why don't you and Tiff come over for dinner?
Yes.
Find a date when you're free. And I went, oh, I absolutely will do that. Totally forgot. Didn't do anything about it.
Mm.
So he said, oh, well, how about I do a barbecue on this date?
Mm.
And I said, I'm free.
Yeah.
Let me check with Tiff, but that sounds great. And I went, oh, and you should come. We'll and you save this date as well. Check this date in your diary.
Yeah,
I just picked a random date in a random month.
Oh, did you? I thought there was a reason for why you picked that one.
Oh no.
Oh really?
And he goes, "Why? What are we doing?" I went, oh, "I don't know, but I'm not very good at organising things." I picked a date in January.
You did. I put it in my diary.
And
as
I said, "Now save the date, and we'll do something."
For 26.
And he goes, "What are we going to do?" I went, "I don't know, but we'll do something." It's a Friday.
Yeah, it's a Friday.
So you and me. We're doing something.
On January the 23rd. That's when we're doing it.
I want to put it in my diary to see if you actually do it.
By the way, that's not that bad. Don't forget I bought tickets for all of us to go see Clinton Baptiste, and that's not till February next year.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Oh, that would be great as well, wouldn't it?
So, yeah. So, keep that date free.
Okay.
I mean, put it in my diary as
January
Chris and Dom allegedly hanging out.
Do you know what? You're welcome.
Oh, I'm not saying I'm not inviting myself.
No, save the date. You're on the list.
Great.
Okay?
It's going to be huge.
Pippa?
January the 23rd.
Yeah. I don't know if we'll even know you by then.
You'll know me.
Will you be back on the show by then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're going to come back grovelling.
I'm fully planning.
Yeah.
Getting a piggyback from Matt Parksmith.
Yeah.
Let me back.
It didn't work out. Here I am.
They're horrible. Amanda Holden is a very violent drunk. And Jamie thinks it just addresses me with his eyes. The pigs. And that knob we had to turn up the feel good.
Oh.
It's so hard to turn it up. You need pliers.
I wondered where you're going to go with that one.
On the screens for the people in the studio is a picture of Tony Blackburn and Noel Edmonds together. Look at that. Edmonds doesn't age.
When's that photo from?
The other night.
No, it's not. That's from 2009, Chris.
It's the other night.
He has a lion's mane.
That is a shirt.
Look at Noel.
That is a shirt.
Noel is Tony Blackburn's uncle. That's not right.
Also, look what he's done with his beard.
What?
He's trimmed it down. Because Deal or No Deal,
yeah.
He was up to the cheekbones.
He wasn't that bad, was
it? Oh, no, it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's at one point, his face was just hair.
He's got the hedge trimmers out, hasn't he?
Hasn't he just? And Tony looks awesome.
Yeah, he does.
Would Tony mind us saying how old Tony Blackburn is?
I don't know.
Because I've just Googled it. I can't believe it.
61.
A bit older than that.
62.
Much older than that.
64.
Much older.
66.
Much older.
67.
Much older.
70.
Much older.
71.
Yeah, it might take a while, this, actually.
He's not 80, is he?
No, he's not 80. He's 82.
Stop it!
Incredible.
He looks great.
Doesn't he, Jeff?
He's sensational.
That's what he is.
I bet I've not met him, and I know you've all met him loads. I bet he's lovely.
Oh, he's lovely.
I don't know him as well as you do, but I have met him a few times. He's just one of the nicest men in the world.
Well, just to...
Just get him in. Just to hang out with us one morning.
Yeah, get him to do a load of those links that we've just been doing. That would be great.
He's so good at it.
I mean, I'd like just to drink with him.
Yeah.
You know?
So you want to go drinking with him?
Yeah.
He'd drink
I mean,
the table.
I don't know if he drinks, but
I could have a pint.
Okay. Talk me through this fantasy of going drinking with 82-year-old Tony Blackburn.
I could pick his brain.
So where are you going to meet him?
In town?
Your favourite pub.
At the Marquise.
Well, only if he wants to.
Okay, so what, in the day? 4 o'clock, 3 o'clock, yeah. When you finish work for the day? And then find a quiet table in the corner.
Yeah.
You and Tony Blackburn. What are you drinking?
I'll have a Guinness.
And what's Tony having?
Tony as well?
What does he drink? You know.
Well, I don't know. Let's get... it's your fantasy.
Anywhere between a lime and soda and a wine.
Do you ever have food at the Marquise?
I might have a chip.
All right, so you, Tony Blackburn, in the pub around the corner, having a pint of Guinness each and sharing a plate of chips.
Yeah.
I would pay to see it.
What's wrong with that? You could be there.
Hey, should we have one more than go to Stringy's? It's only around the corner. I've got a platinum card. I wonder if Bella's working there. I met her there in 1976. I've not been since.
Radio X.
Coming up, more Wonder Wall-to-Wall chat about a band from Manchester that formed in 1991.
Who? What?
Today is going to be the day that you could win tickets to see Oasis on their legendary reunion tour.
Yeah, we got tickets, yeah.
Plus, Chris has the Platinum Hour from 9 a.m. today. I wonder if a certain band will be in that list of bangers. We do more than play Oasis at Radio X, but don't be surprised if the next song is by Oasis.
No, it's
okay?
Not.
The Chris Miles Show.
No.
Radio X.
Let me just change the song. Okay, good. Right, we're starting this hour with some Muse. And yes, Paul is right. We have tickets to give away to the Oasis. Now, I'm going to do a big sell on this. It is just a normal text message. It's not a premium rate, just a normal standard text message cost, all right? The prize is two tickets to see Oasis. Is it Wembley, Pip?
No, it isn't. It's at Heaton Park.
God! Heaton Park, Manchester. Every listener should be texting in. I'll tell you more after Uprising.
In bloom, the PR transmissions will resume. I try to push, try to keep us all down, down, and hope that we will never see the truth around. Another promise, another scene, another a package like to keep us trapped in greed. All a green belts wrapped around our minds, an endless red tape to keep the truth confined.
It's about 10 centimetres long. Not only will I swear, I'll show you pictures.
That is Muse and Uprising on Radio X.
I much prefer it being a band.
We were the last rock stars.
Yeah, you got that wrong, right?
Win with Radio X.
Okay, so we're not doing it now, but I'm giving you a heads up. We have tickets to give away to see Oasis. And I've just found out, as we all just found out, at Heaton Park in Manchester.
Right.
Oh, my God. That is going to be... These shows, fingers crossed, are just going to be... The excitement of it all. Yesterday, we gave away a pair of tickets to Amy from Wrexham. Three promotions in a row.
Mm.
And now she's got tickets to see Oasis at Wembley. Today, we have tickets to give away for Heaton Park. Manchester, 11th of July. It's not that far away. Less than 2 months. Oh, my God. How exciting. And it's a Friday night as well. Oh. Friday night, the 11th of July. Do you want to go and see Oasis at Heaton Park, Manchester?
Yes.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I will open... After 8.30, it's 8.23 now. So, like, 10 minutes. I will open up the lines. And all you got to do is text the word WIN followed by your name. Don't do it now because it's pointless, right? The lines are not open yet. Don't do it now. Then we'll close the lines after a song. We will absolutely, at potluck, just pick somebody at random and we'll dial the number live on the air.
Mm.
And you will answer the phone and go, hello? And I will play a song down the phone, an Oasis song, and it'll stop just before the chorus. And then you sing the chorus.
Yeah.
Okay?
And really belt it, though.
That's it. Now, yesterday, Amy, she was so shocked... that she just sounded like she was... I'll play it to you. Here it is, right?
Tonight, I'm a rock and roll star.
Now, that was after we got her to give it a bit of gusto.
That's the good one.
She was just so nervous. She was shaking.
Oh, my God, I'm shaking.
I know, I just said that. So, here's the thing, though. Tickets are gold dust. You know these tickets are gold dust. And a guy stopped me in Leicester Square today and went, when are you playing the Oasis song? And I'm like, I don't know.
Don't know.
Maybe between 8 and 9, probably.
Okay, thank you.
So, the text is just a normal text. Just an absolute box-standard normal text. You've got nothing to lose but pennies. Pennies. I want everybody in with a chance of getting these tickets because I want to go to Heaton Park in Manchester. I want to go see Oasis. We have tickets for you guys to give away. I really want a big fan, somebody who's really excited for these gigs to get these tickets.
Yeah.
Everybody should text in. Now, when I say everybody should text in, let me tell you the truth. The majority of people listening will not text in. I don't know why. It's a psychological thing.
Mm.
People think, oh, there's going to be millions of people texting in. There won't be.
No.
All right, well, like 250,000 people will be texting in for tickets. No, they won't. I'm telling you, they won't. 100,000. No.
Mm.
You will not believe how few people actually go, do you know, I'm going to text in.
And no one who wins thought they were going
to
win.
Now, I know it's nerve-wracking if the phone rings and you turn to jelly and everything and you don't particularly want to sing on the radio. I totally understand that. But this is what Amy did. Listen.
Tonight, I'm a rock and roll star.
She sang that line four times and she got tickets to Oasis at Wembley. I mean, it's worth it.
Yeah.
So do yourself a favour. When we do open the lines, listen to what you've got to do. Text. Because it's worth it. Because if I pick you at random and we dial your number and you go, hello, and I play the track down the phone, it won't be Rock and Roll Star, it'll be a different one, and you sing the chorus, guess what? You are going to see Oasis, Heaton Park, Manchester, in July. Beautiful. And we'll do it in about 10 minutes.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under street light spells. A truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart to the end. Get my head out of the ground. Time don't let us down again. Take me back.
Our listeners, I always say they're the best, but good God, they're little babies sometimes.
Why, go on. Why?
Babies.
You baby.
Baby.
I'd happily text in, Chris, but I've got a £0 cap on my phone, so I can't text in. Okay, well, then you can't text
they
in.
They can't, sadly.
What date are the tickets for? I'm 6 months pregnant. I'm desperate to go, but I'm not sure if I'll be pushing it. Okay, the tickets are the 11th of July. Okay, yeah. The 11th of July. I texted in yesterday. Every show I didn't.